right?
Good choice.
Fool on the Hill.
There's Where's the rosin bag?
I don't know. 8:11 at AM 930 WEOL. We're excited to have with us for many times throughout the year, as long as I guess he still wants to keep coming back. Jim Rosenhaus, Rosie from the Cleveland Indians, joining us. It's brought to you by your North Visual Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Now, I should let you know, Rosie, we have Bobby D on every Monday, so you've got a little bit of a standard to maintain.
Oh, boy.
You know, so.
That is a high standard right there.
Right, yeah.
I'll try my best.
He gives us insight on what Slider is up to. He can tell us every promotion. He knows all sorts of things like that going on. But we're glad to have you on, giving us a different insight into what happens in the booth. And one of the things I'm wondering going on this year, or even I know it was last year, but I don't know, how much interaction do you have with players? You know, during a ball game, there's usually a little downtime chat, what's going on, what you saw with the players, things like that, those stories that we don't always see. But that's missing, right? You don't really get you're still distanced from the ball players, right?
We are. We're still not in that bubble, so to speak, and it is still a very tight bubble as they want to make sure. Well, they wanted to make sure they got through spring training without any major outbreaks, and they did, in Major League Baseball as a whole, including the Indians. And obviously they want to do that during the regular season as well. But encouraging news, it sounds like MLB has said if they can get to about an 85% vaccination rate among players and coaches and staff, then they might be able to loosen up some of those protocols and still make it through the season with no struggles. So how it pertains to Tom and I, we're still Zoom exclusive in our dealings with players, coaches, manager Terry Francona. Bart Swain was awesome, the Indians PR director, setting up some one-on-ones during spring training. So that helps. Is it the same as being able to walk up to a player's locker and just kind of, you know, if he's relaxed and maybe doing a crossword and, you know, you just kind of chit-chat for a while if they have the time? No, that's different, obviously. But that's where we're at, and it's so important that, you know, these teams be able to get through without a COVID outbreak. And if we could be a part of that by staying away for a little while, then that's a good thing.
But the fans are now going to be returning, and that is really a big plus to everything, even if it's in just limited amount, just to have those real live fans down there in the ballpark.
Yes, and I can't imagine what opening day, the home opener, is going to be like on Monday. I know it's not a full house. It's not the, you know, 35,000 or whatever that they can jam in there. But, you know, the 10 or 11,000 is going to be really, really good. And I'm sure there'll be some other people down there who aren't even going to the game who will have some fun. And I think we're seeing that already here in Detroit at 8:15 this morning. You know, they put out a warning. The city did, no tailgating. And, I think that's going to be broken. I'm sure it'll go fine. But it is exciting to have fans back. And even having a couple of thousand at the spring training games felt like sellouts, because you were used to just cardboard cutouts and empty seats for a season. And it was just wonderful to have everybody back and have that buzz in the ballpark.
That's what we're looking forward to as we get ready for the opening date. Today you are in Detroit, ready to take on. And related to that, will there be much travel for you and Tom at the start of the season? I know in previous times it was sort of like, you know, from the television monitor type of a way of doing things.
And, yeah, that's how we did it last year all season. Today, look, Detroit's drivable. We can't travel with the team as we normally do, but – certainly the press boxes and radio booths are open if we want to get there on our own. So easy drive over to Detroit. So that's what we're doing for the opener today. But most of what we'll do when the team is on the road will be once again off of TV monitors back at the ballpark. But hopefully that changes as the summer goes along. We'll see. But at least at the start, that's where we're at. And we'll kind of base it trip by trip.
All right, let's get back onto the field. What's happening there? Shane Bieber on the mound for the Indians. Matthew Boyd, I see, is the pitching for the Tigers. What can you tell about this matchup for today?
Well, Bieber was the Cy Young last year. Boyd had an ERA up over 6. So by that, you would say, woof. But look, as you know, it's opening day and everybody's ready to go. If you had a bad year the year before, you worked on some things and you feel good, and obviously the Tigers feel strongly about Boyd to throw him out there as their opening day starter. Tito did not have to announce that Bieber was the opening day starter. He was a Cy Young Award winner, so of course he's going to start the first game, and he's excited about it, talking to Shane last week. You know, I think some players kind of take certain things with a grain of salt. He said, look, it's an honor to be the opening day starter. In baseball, that is an honor for a starting pitcher, and he certainly is cognizant of that and very honored to be able to take the ball on opening day for the Indians.
What kind of a lineup are we expecting to see today? I know we've seen recently, I guess Ben Gamel seems to be the one in the first start role. Where do we see the rest of the lineup falling at this point?
Well, actually, Jordan Luplo, it looks like he'll play center and lead off today.
Okay.
And the point being, Terry Francona was talking about, you know, his lineup construction yesterday, and Cesar Hernandez has been in that leadoff spot before, but they just feel that just the way the lineup shakes out, where players are comfortable, at least at the start, Hernandez would bat second, and then you have Jose Ramirez in that third spot and Eddie Rosario batting cleanup, and it kind of goes from there. But, you know, he just wanted to put guys in situations where they feel comfortable, and if it doesn't work out after a couple of weeks, he can change it up. But that's what he'll start with. He put Luplo in center today with Hernandez batting second. He feels good enough about putting whoever's in center in that leadoff spot. So it's Luplo today because there's a lefty going for the Tigers. If it was a right-handed pitcher, it probably would be Ben Gamel. And at some point in time this weekend, we'll probably see Ahmed Rosario, the former shortstop, out there in center, too. So there's a lot of moving parts coming out of spring training.
Jim, how comfortable are you with the starting pitcher once we get past Shane Bieber?
Very much so, especially Zach Plesac, who would start Saturday, and Aaron Civale, who starts Sunday. Will there be some ups and downs? I think so, because they're still very young in their careers, aside from Bieber. And even Bieber, you know, it's just 3 years ago he burst on the scene, not that long ago. But I think for Plesac and Civale, they're in a good place, but there's still some learning going on. And then you'll have Logan Allen as that fourth starter, per se, with Tristan McKenzie when they need a fifth starter, getting that call. So there is some inexperience there, but I think we've seen with all of them, the potential is tremendous, and it's just a matter of getting through some of those things that only experience can help you with, and we'll see how that goes over the course of, finally we can say, a nice long baseball season.
162, right? Am I counting it right?
You are, Bruce. Okay. We're back to normal, so to speak.
Well, yeah, and the schedule makers were having an April Fool's joke on us. After Detroit, they decided to give us some Kansas. Then we go to Kansas. We are home to Kansas City and Detroit. Then it's the White Sox. You got the White Sox in there, the Yankees, and the Twins as well. So how we stack up in the somewhat of the Central is going to be not determined, but at least give us a feel once we get through April.
Yeah, we'll have a real good idea of how the Indians fare against teams that are supposed to be in contention this year, no question, in the month of April. And no trips out of the Midwest, too. So hopefully it's not a wet April, and we can get the majority of the games in and not get backed up with doubleheaders. But we'll see how it goes.
That's good. And we're all looking for, Jimenez, the shortstop, who's going to be, I guess, the, one of those that, seeing with your own eyes, how does it look? How does he look?
Andrés Giménez has been tremendous. It's been fun to watch him. I'll be honest. I know he played a bunch of games for the Mets last year. The Indians did not play New York. I don't think I'd ever seen him play until this spring. But he had some pretty good numbers in his rookie major league season. He's only 22, yet he plays the position like a veteran. And by that, I mean he makes the routine plays, but he's got some good range and a great arm. And he has swung the bat a lot better than I think a lot of people thought he might. Even though he had some pretty good numbers offensively a year ago, he really looks like he handles the bat well, and that's encouraging.
That's good. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I know it's a busy day for you. You're excited. All your highlighters and your pens and all your crisp new notebook scoreboard books, right? All this stuff, you're ready for a new season. Like a kid at school for the first day of school, right?
The office supply stores know when opening day is around the corner because we may We make a run on them to get all the good stuff, what you just mentioned.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, there's snacks over at office supply stores, too. You need those to get you through the day. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to the call with you and Tom Hamilton coming up today, 12:35, first pitch just a little after 1 o'clock. It's here, Rosie. We're ready for it.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for having me on, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks very much. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning, talking Indians baseball here. WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco. I don't think you can get office supplies there, but you can get a lot of good snacks. Even hot dogs, too.
I'm sure you can get a pen.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you could probably find one in the parking lot. If you just, right? Have you ever seen get out of your car? Hey, that pen's still good, as long as it hasn't been run over by the guy on his way out. Or you wonder, what did they not like about this pen that they got rid of it? Chances are it just sort of fell out of their pocket or in between. There's stuff that happens between the seat and the... I should get to the spot for the North Ridgeville.
Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco. This store has everything, including great, hot, ready-to-go meals. Every Friday in Lent, visit Convenient for delicious perch, cod, or catfish lunches and dinners. Or treat yourself to pierogies, homemade cabbage and noodles, or any of Convenience Lenten specials. For groceries, gas, hot foods, and cold beverages, you'll find it all at your North Ridgeville Convenience and Oco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.